Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to be here until 11 o'clock taking computer calls, comments, questions, and concerns. So feel free to get online. And also at 10 o'clock, we expect a guest, Peter Kelly Detweiler. He was supposed to be on last Saturday, and he apologized profusely after he just stuff happens, right? Life happens. So we were just happy he was okay.
Yeah.
We're getting worried about him.
Yeah.
He'll be joining us at 10 o'clock, and we'll talk energy. You know, the issue of energy, how basically technology companies are going to just make it happen anyways, and what that might mean for us as energy consumers. So we're looking forward to that at 10 o'clock. So feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And as usual and customary, we have some technology news out there, of course.
Yeah, we do. As you put it earlier, mm-hmm. Microsoft had a hold my beer moment.
They really did.
They did. As we all remember last week, the news was the Amazon or AWS outage.
Yeah.
That was caused by DNS being misapplied.
And misconfigured to the point where even the fix caused it to cascade
It to cascade and make it worse. Yeah. Right. Now, what happened with Microsoft was there was a 365 or Azure outage, and it had rippling effects through a lot of different things that Microsoft has because so many things are dependent on their own Azure infrastructure. In other words, they depend on their own product.
Right.
In addition to having us depend on it.
Right.
And that's ironically what happened with AWS too. They used their own Route 53 service to manage their own DNS. And guess what? According to Microsoft's own admission in the wake of recovery, this was a DNS problem.
Really? They don't know how DNS works either.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they didn't really give the details of it.
They never do.
But there had to have been some kind of a DNS host name out there that was misdirected.
Right.
And that was causing other problems. And I wonder if the misdirection was taking place in a way that caused their own DNS recovery to fail, which is exactly what happened with AWS.
Yeah.
We don't know for sure in this case. I'll give credit to Amazon because, as I mentioned last week, they published a paper explaining exactly what happened.
Yeah.
With timestamps and everything. Microsoft hasn't put out anything like that. So we don't really know the details.
And the outage again, massive. Basically Azure, this is where people log in. This is Microsoft 365. This is all sorts of services and business and companies are impacted by this. And you were sold that the cloud is supposed to be redundant and supposed to keep you up and running and supposed to be 99.999 four nines, right?
Well, you know what? Yeah. All of that redundancy depends on drum roll please, DNS.
It sure does.
And if the DNS is messed up, there is no recovery, there is no failover, there is no nothing.
Right. So you're basically in the same boat you would have been had you had your own server somewhere on
private. Right, and it shut down on you or something.
Right. Yeah. So again, you got to do the math. How do you fix this? So how do you deal with this issue? So do you repatriate and bring your stuff back on-prem?
Well, a lot of companies are doing that.
They are. They really are. Or do you buy a second cloud to back up your first cloud, thus doubling your already ridiculously expensive rental in the cloud? That's probably not something most companies want to do.
No.
So folks are considering repatriation. This is the typical companies pay IT people to put their servers up, take their servers down, put them in the cloud, take them back out of the cloud. Where do you want to go? How do you want to protect it? Oh, you need more protection? You're doing DoD work? We got to put you on Microsoft 365. It's $120 per user per year. Oh, you're doing DoD work? Oh, that's $450 per user
right.
per year. Oh, why is it so much more expensive? Well, because at $120, you're probably not that secure. Your data could be anywhere, right? So the cloud is becoming a problem. And now the funny thing is people are starting to actually ask these questions that we've been talking about for almost a decade as the cloud started to become more and more of a thing. And we are happy to put you wherever you want to be, right? We would give you the pros and cons if you're a business
right.
of where you should go, where you shouldn't go. There are economies of scale that does make sense for small companies to put their email on Microsoft 365 if it doesn't cost you $500 a seat.
Especially because email by definition is internet facing.
Right.
So if you don't use a cloud service for mail, you've got to have something in your office which is internet facing.
Right.
Which carries risks.
Right. So there's that. And so we'll, you know, work with customers on trying to help them on which direction they should go. But it's quite interesting just to see, again, Microsoft tells AWS, hold my beer, I'll take the internet now. I'll show you how I can take the internet down for you. In other news, EY, which I think is Ernst & Young.
Yep.
I'm 99% sure, exposes a 4 terabyte SQL database open to the internet for who knows how long. So this is one of the big four accounting firms. A Dutch cybersecurity outfit says its lead researcher recently stumbled upon a 4 terabyte SQL Server backup file belonging to Ernst & Young, exposed on the web, actively leaking the accounting and consulting megacorp secrets. So again, this is back to the cloud, right? When it was inside Ernst & Young servers, the ability to do this was much harder for
right.
folks to inadvertently put massive databases out there for folks to take a look at. But here, somebody put somebody's SQL database. In the case, one of its engineers was caught being lazy during a database migration.
Oh.
So they didn't want to deal with the extra hassles. They simply set up a bucket to public for 5 minutes and downloaded the SQL database. But that's the problem, right? When these techs don't follow proper process and procedure, make it easy for themselves, stick it out there. I was going to move it over here for a second. Who knows how long it was sitting there? And so now your data is sitting wildly out there, exposed to whoever knows who's going to stumble upon it, download it for their own taking now. Who knows if somebody took it? That's the other problem is you don't even know
right.
who's had access to it.
Right. All that's known is that the data was exposed.
Right.
Yep.
And they're always going to say, well, there's no evidence anybody's done anything with that data until somebody tells Maine. Right.
I mean, right.
Maine will tell you.
So
we'll put the link up here to the story. But this is the issue again with the cloud
right.
and technicians in general. Technicians will always find the path of least resistance, unfortunately.
Oh, yes. And there's a company called Reputation.com.
Yeah.
That does reputation cleanup for people.
Right.
And a little bit of consulting also.
Mm-hmm.
They had a hold my beer moment for Ernst & Young because they exposed a massive database of log files to the internet. Same kind of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's just there, available in clear text,
wide open for you to peruse.
If you were the type
so
of person
inclined.
To go look for things like that.
Right, and there's tons of people out there that do it for good purposes and for poor purposes.
So, a rim shot.
Yeah.
Reputation.com just took a hit to its reputation.
Yes, but we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Nobody's on the calls with us right now. Lines are wide open, squeaky clean. Matt's producing this morning, so give him something to do. 860-522-9842 is the number. Feel free to get online with your computer comments, questions, and concerns. And then, of course, at 10 o'clock, our energy expert will be with us. He promises. He did. He promises. He'll be here with us to talk energy, and we'll talk about data centers and how these massive tech companies are just going to start building their own nuclear power plants right on site. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Back. And we are back. It's all fake music, by the way. Not a human involved in this, other than telling the AI to make this.
Do it.
Oh, my goodness. I just love this stuff. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock, and we're going to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. So feel free to get online. And lines are wide open, 860-522-9842. As we wait for your calls, though, this is something that I've been chatting about and thinking about. I'm no expert. I'm not the sharpest tack in the drawer or the sharpest tool in the shed when it comes to this stuff. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I still think Bitcoin is going to be a massive disappointment for lots of people, but who am I to know? But in this case, this story happens to be, you know, confirmation bias alert, AI bubble to deflate as enterprises defer spending to 2027. So this is an article in Forrester, which is talking about these larger organizations are going to defer a quarter of all planned AI spending from next year until 2027.
Huh.
Yeah.
Any particular reasoning for this?
Well, again, it's expensive, number
True.
One. They're not
right.
really sure about the actual efficacy of the AI. Lots of work slop.
Oh,
lots of
tons
work slop.
Of it.
I'm hearing from my wife about the work slop that's out there. Folks are trying to use AI to produce all sorts of things, emails that then if you don't, you gotta read your email that AI produced, please, because if it doesn't make any sense, and that's what's really happening. So there's this ton of work slop being created out there where you have to actually have something that you're fixing, some way to save money, some way to reduce, staff. Now, just like, you know, forcing everybody to go back into the office is a way to reduce headcount in your organizations without actually having to fire anybody or lay anybody off. They, you know, COVID, go work from home. Oh, we want you back in the office. Well, then people just quit on their own if they don't want to do that. Same thing here with AI. Oh, we're going to lay people off because of AI is what the excuse is. But are they really getting any benefit from the AI or not?
Right.
And this is a Forrester researcher that says basically bigger companies are actually pushing off till 2027 a quarter of their AI applications or spend. And AI is a thing. We agree.
Oh, sure. It's got its uses.
But we'll have to see. Back in June, Gartner predicts that 40% of agentic AI projects would be canceled by 2027. So agentic basically is, the way I understand it, imagine if you're talking to, I'll just keep it simple, an insurance type of agency, right, where you're going to reach out and ask questions, and you're talking to a bot, an agentic AI who's acting as an agent, not just an insurance agent, but it's just easy for you to think about it that way, answering questions about maybe your policy or what you could add. And it's AI. It's not humans back and forth.
Right.
And they're obviously, maybe they're finding that those types of interactions aren't that good. I was trying to buy a car recently, and I thought I was talking to a bot because of the responses I was getting. And I'm kind of skeptical. And there was a text back and forth between an agent, between a dealership, and I'm going back and forth. And I thought it was a bot because of how they responded. So generically, they never really helped me. Heck, they lost the business. But companies are seeing that these agentic AIs may not really deliver what you hope they deliver. Could they solve basic questions and basic problems? Sure. Could they maybe help you book a hotel room? Could they help you maybe book a flight? Could they help you? Maybe. But back in June, like I said, Gartner predicted 40%. So that's a big drop in all this. Hey, rah, yay, rah, rah. Let's go AI. Let's replace humans. Let's get these new folks in here. Not have these new folks in here and just use technology. Well, if they're already canceling, just as AI is a thing, maybe it's not quite a thing.
Maybe not.
So I'll put the link up here for you. Bain estimated the current spending trajectories on AI data centers, about $500 billion a year, would require the tech sector to generate $2 trillion. And we talked about this too. Is it even possible to generate $2 trillion in revenue to cover the $500 billion a year you need in spending to put these AI data centers together? So again, it's a math problem too. That's a lot of revenue you need to have people.
True.
You know, I don't know. Again, not the sharpest tack in the drawer. Maybe it's completely wrong, but we'll put the links here for you. A study from Carnegie Mellon University showed AI agents only succeeded 30 to 35% of the time on multi-step tasks. I mean, I can get a Gen Zer to work better than that.
I was going to say, you could pull a slacker off the street and get that much.
So only 30 to 35% really is not a good thing. But we'll put the link up here for you. You can read it yourself. So anything else you want to bring up, Dennis, while we wait for calls?
Yeah, it looks like the technical world on YouTube is having some problems.
Oh, boy.
A lot of tech video creators are finding that they're videos are being pulled on the grounds that they're dangerous and promote harmful acts.
Okay. I mean, we'd want that to be done if that's the
case. I mean, if they're showing how to build a bomb, okay.
We
don't want that out.
Right.
Now, what these videos are things like workarounds for Windows 7 technical requirements, like showing you how to get your computer to get Windows 11 if it's not officially supported on your device, or workarounds for the problem of having to sign into a new computer with a Microsoft account in order to set up the computer.
So YouTube is pulling these.
They're pulling these on the grounds that they're dangerous and promote harmful acts.
Well, that doesn't make any sense at all.
It doesn't, especially because drum roll, please.
Yeah.
There is a content analysis engine that these creators are using that YouTube provides to them. Among other things that it tells them in their dashboard is suggested content that they can create.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because YouTube knows what people are looking for.
Right. They've got the algorithm. They see what Dennis is looking for.
They see what the searches are that are being submitted, and they'll throw this out at the creators and say, hey, make videos that show this, whatever it is.
Right.
Well, some of the suggested videos are ones that they pulled.
So their algorithm is telling
the creators to do this and then yanking them.
Clearly, there's a problem internally as far as the two departments.
Oh, yeah. One hand does not talk to the other. Are you kidding me?
But that's really crazy. So Google and Microsoft, they're not friends.
No, they're not. They're not, which is another angle to this whole story, because people are wondering why. Right. You know, what is the payoff for Google to do this?
Yeah.
And it's not really apparent. The one thing that Google has said is that these videos were not pulled by an AI engine.
Right. Human did it.
They were, the human moderators made the decision to pull the plug on these videos.
Maybe it's just a cranky dude, and if they got some serious power, or there's some sort of Microsoft apologist, you know.
Maybe. I don't know.
Dangerous. Well, we can talk about Microsoft apologists and talk about Bill Gates and his finally waking up to global warming, but we can cover that later. We'll put the links there to all the stories we just talked about over on ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. Mike G is posting everything to our X feed over at Tab Computer Sys and our Facebook page. If you want to be a part of that Facebook page, it's the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network. Just ask to join, and if you're not a crackpot, we'll let you in. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I love it. I don't know why I do. I love it. Yes, I know musicians that are out there that are pretty mad about the technology.
Well, sure.
And I hear you. I support musicians big time. Actually, speaking of that, we have a couple of community concerts coming up. I'll be performing with the Plainville community band, adult band, but we all wear our clothes. And we're going to be at Plainville High School, 2 o'clock concert, Sunday.
Sunday.
Okay. Free. It's free, of course. We're just happy to have somebody to play for, something to do as musicians. And then, of course, Southington Symphonic Band will be playing at John F. Kennedy Middle School at 7 o'clock in Southington. So if you want to check out adults and kids, of course, it's a community band. And we're just happy to be able to have a way to express our musicianship and appreciative crowds. So they're both free. Stop on by. And there's so many great community bands out there. Please support them. They're working hard, and it's great to have an audience that is appreciative. Let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Joe in Chester first. What's happening, Joe?
Hey, I just want to say thank you for helping us sunset our Windows 10. We tried to do the update on mine, and it wouldn't let us go in, and unless we go, bought new stuff and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And it gave me a wonderful joy to just go all the way over into iOS, which I understand like a native language. And I was just so thrilled to kick the Microsoft to the curb. It really brought me a lot of joy. I remember one time I couldn't do an update and I wanted to throw it through the window in the back of the house. And my wife said that it'll only make you feel good for about a minute. And, but I you guys are really great on the sunsetting of that. I only want to say one other thing. I wrote for a living. I was a ghostwriter for medical, and I don't have an MBA. I did finance and everything for big guys and everything like that. And there was always a trepidation going in and realizing you're going to have to write an article for this guy, and all you can do is ask who, what, when, where, why, how.
Right.
And I kind of approach what you guys do the same way, having to go in and ask the right questions and just realize that you got to come out the other end somehow and figure it all out. And so this is why the show is just terrific with regards to that. And it was so helpful with, just a final decision on the Windows 10 to try what you said.
Yeah.
But then realize that, like Mason said to Dixon, sometimes you got to draw the line somewhere. And I was just, Microsoft, it was a little bit of a bullying kind of thing that we saw it in some ways. And anyway, the other thing I wanted to mention very, very quickly is my wife is fantastic at Audacity. We've taken some vinyl that never saw the light of day again. We'll never see the light of day again. They almost must have used it as a plate to eat off of or something. And she has brought these things back to pristine shape. It blows my mind. I know it's like, it's probably 1990s technology or whatever, but it's amazing. You just played an AI,
yes.
And I know Randy Travis had an AI out that sounded pretty great. But we're talking about like really perfectly cleaning up a vinyl, and it's the little joys of some of the stuff that you talk about. And and then we even made a jewel case for it, resized the photography of it and everything. And it'll honestly never see re-release. There are some things on Apple and Spotify that will never be re-released. So it's just that, what it is, it's almost like going and restoring that old piece of furniture in your basement and putting it back up in the living room and saying, wow, it's like, it's a real high to have stuff like that.
I agree. Yeah. And you're able to use the technology and you're taking out the snap, crackles and pops, right, that were on that vinyl to produce that cleaner sound.
And there was only one issue on one of them, and that was that you just couldn't get the stylus to play through one part. And we did the old trick of a dime, a nickel, and a penny.
Wow.
To see if you could get one playthrough, and then you could clean it up even from there. And I think it was on the fourth try that that one thing came through. Now it's perfection. It's just
That's
it's
awesome.
Beautiful. Yeah.
So actually, to use vinyl, I never even knew that trick. I mean, my
putting coins on.
Nope. So I basically started with cassette tapes. My mom.
You haven't lived, Eric.
My mom had vinyl, and she would play her ABBA, and of course that stuck with me. But I never had to fix it. I just had to use the pencil to get the tape back into the cassette. But a very cool
job. Did you ever think it was going to come back like it did, the vinyl?
Some people are such audiophiles. They want to hear all that depth. And why not, right? Why not? There's so many people who actually can hear it. CDs were really, that was the whole thing. It had the best image, the best audio quality. Then you look at MP3s, which you kind of ripped it all out. You're missing all sorts of information when you're listening to MP3s. Now everything is kind of streamed, and I think we're still missing a lot of that information, that depth of quality. So, yeah, I do think for folks who are really audiophiles and they really want to hear the music, why not? Because it was a great way to get some of the best sound out there. And you can still buy those turntables. You can buy them and plug them in via USB.
Yeah. Well, positively, my last thought here is that I asked my son why he went into vinyl, and he said, I want the packaging. I want to sit down and I want to read the liner notes, and
that was a great thing too.
Yeah,
you sit there, you'd open that thing up and you read about all the music, you'd read the lyrics, because heck, when all that went away, I used to think Elton John was saying electric boobs, not electric boobs. No, maybe it was because I was 12 when I heard it, but I mean. Right, so if you had the vinyl, you could actually read the actual lyrics. Now they're actually printing the lyrics as you actually watch the YouTubes. It's crazy.
Yeah,
but that was a whole thing. You'd sit back, you'd have the smell of the LP. Oh man, it was such a great thing.
Oh yeah. Well, thank you again. You guys were so great. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Joe. We're glad we could help.
Anyway.
All right. So that's Joe. And the technology. One of the things that I've seen the memes about. I'm sure all of us feel the same way. As Gen Xers, right? So we bought the music when it was on vinyl, then we bought it again when it was on tape, and then we bought it again when it was on CD, and then we bought it again when it was on MP3. I don't know how many times I paid for the Rush albums, but I probably paid for those things six times over, right? So as every time the media changes, you're like, okay, here's another $20.
Another wave of the same music,
yeah,
right?
But that's great. So nickel and dime, you did that, huh, Dennis? You were actually using to fix your little...
Yeah, you put coins on the stylus in order to... keep them held down while they're going over.
Oh my goodness!
And then it was fun having to use like disc washer to clean up the records and all the
junk and the dust and stuff.
Yeah,
all those nice snap crackle.
I mean, wasn't that great? No, it wasn't. Yeah. But we did it,
and it was fun. Let's go to David and Vernon. What's going on, David?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Doing okay. Right. How are you?
So within the last month, I dropped my tablet one too many times, and it no more, no mas.
Yeah.
So I went out and bought a new one, and I was basically allowed. I mean, everything transferred over from my old tablet, which was fine. The version that came with it, as far as with Microsoft Office.
Yeah.
So you know, they gave me like 30 days, and it expired. So I went down to the local Staples and I said, hey, I don't want to do a subscription with these guys. Is there any software package I can buy just for this simple? So the guy sold me Office Home.
Sure.
Okay.
So Office Home 2024, nice. And it says /Mac.
Yeah.
Yes.
On the back, you scratch off the thing so you can get to the code.
Yeah.
And all it says is go to office.com/setup.
Right.
And I did that. And then after that, it just loops me into a bunch of circles.
Were you doing this yesterday?
Last weekend, I believe.
Oh, okay. Last weekend. All right.
Yesterday had to do with the outage,
yesterday,
right?
Microsoft had an outage. So yeah. I was thinking that you might have had a problem because of that. But no, this isn't it. You go to office.com/setup and it doesn't really load the page. It should invite you to put in a product key.
Yeah, I did that.
Okay, so you got to that.
And then all of a sudden,
point.
I don't know if the next page was like Copilot or something else, but I eventually got to my Excel spreadsheet, and it wasn't the format that my spreadsheets are in. It was like I don't know. It was like it didn't have any lines on it, and the font was different. It just wasn't the same product, and I couldn't do anything with it. It was like a read-only file.
So you brought up an Excel you brought up Microsoft Excel, and you brought up an actual Excel form, and you're having a hard time using it. How old was that Excel? Was it created in the 2000 version of Office? How old is that Excel file you're using?
That I don't know.
That's okay.
This one particular file that I opened is information that I've been adding to.
Yeah.
Every year, every month for every year.
Right.
And so I think it goes back to 2004.
Okay. It could just be that it's having trouble converting it. Possibly. Dennis is puzzling on this. I see his puzzling on it.
What you might want to do is do a file, save as, give it a different name so that it's distinct from the original. You don't want to destroy the original.
Right.
Sure.
But save it in the latest Excel worksheet version with .xlsx as the extension.
Mm-hmm.
And just have the current version save the file new distinctly.
Right.
Then close the file, reopen that new one, and see what it does.
See if it populates.
Okay.
Most likely it's having trouble converting. Maybe you used a weird font originally. Maybe it knows better than you.
There might be a font that's called for in the original
that you don't have on your tablet.
Doesn't exist on the tablet.
Yeah.
And that can mess it up.
Mm-hmm.
You can do font substitution, I believe. We'll look for a way to do that, where you literally tell Excel, you know, font A that I no longer have is now going to be font B that I do have. We'll find a way to do that.
But try that. So don't try to stay away from your original.
Right.
Sure.
Create a new one and see if you can mess with that one. Because if it busts your original, that could really cause issues if you don't have a backup.
Right. No, I'm with you on that.
All right, David. So we'll put some links up there to have you try.
All right. Appreciate it.
You got it, sir.
All right. See you.
Right, bye-bye. We're going to step out for a quick break. Get to your calls. Fred and Joe, hang on. We'll get to you before the top of the hour, I hope. And then at 10 o'clock, Peter Kelly Detweiler will talk in energy and how your local IT department might be working on your nuclear power. We'll be right back. you got to love AI.
ABBA.
Yeah. That's Matt. That's why he's the producer that he is, man. Fake music. These people don't exist. The singers don't exist. The musicians don't exist. It's crazy. It's crazy how good it sounds. Maybe I have no taste because I've had some real musicians tell me that sounds awful. And I trust their I trust their taste. So maybe it's me. But I just think it's so cool. Well, real quick update, too, on that Microsoft outage that we didn't bring up. This is kind of unique. Alaska Airlines, in a statement on its website, said that both Alaska Airlines and Hawaiian Airlines are currently experiencing a disruption to key systems, including their websites, due to their reliance on the Microsoft Azure platform.
Yeah,
this is unique.
Explicitly pointing fingers, this does not happen.
We have these stories all the time about cloud outages where the actual people writing the articles never used the word cloud. And we're like, do you know what you're talking about? Well, now these companies who are paying for Microsoft Cloud are saying, look, well, we're sorry you can't book. It's not us. It is you guys in the airlines. I'm sorry. It is still your fault. What did you do? You chose Microsoft Azure and didn't consider a backup. How would you have people check in if this is down? What's your failover? That's where the real failure is, along with Microsoft's Azure outage that happened. So we'll put that link up there for you as well. But that is unique. And to me, it's kind of like, finally. Why has it always been me for the past 30 years talking about this stuff? I'm just a cranky consumer. Let's go to Fred in Southington. Next, what's happening, Fred?
Good morning. I'm thinking about buying or replacing an 11-year-old desktop. We have a laptop that we use. It's 2 years old that runs great. The desktop is running good, but it's a little bit on the old side. Not gamers or anything, just general, some shopping, some keeping track of finances and spreadsheets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And like I said, the 11-year-old's running great, but looking for suggestions.
All right. Well, simply put, we would recommend an i5 Ultra processor these days, 16 gigs of RAM, a half a terabyte to a terabyte of solid state hard drive, and it'll cost you about $1,000, and it'll probably give you we always promise 6 years is what you want to get out of a system. You've got 11. I can't promise another 11.
Right.
But you should get at least 6+ years out of a typical system, and a little over a grand. And you can get them in these compact form factors. We like the ASUS Nook line of compact form factors, which is kind of nice. It's like a little brick that would sit on your desk. It's no longer these monster machines.
Okay. So Best Buy a good place to go? Or
you can check that. Staples, they should have these compact form factor machines out there for you to look at and touch and feel. But i5 is definitely the minimum. If you have a little extra cash, maybe an i7. But what you told us you're doing, I don't think you'd even need that.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You got it, Fred. Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, i5 is that.
Yeah.
It's the Toyota, the Honda Accord of levels of computers, as far as I'm concerned. Let's get Joe in here real quick. What's going on, Joe?
Hi. I got a notice saying that Office 19 is going or is not supported anymore.
It is not.
What's the difference between home and business?
The home office product does not have Outlook.
Okay.
Which is an email client.
It's an email client. If you're not connected with an Exchange server, you're not going to be getting all of the benefits of using Outlook anyway, so you may not need it.
Right.
But if you, let's say you work for a company and you'd like to get that email account on there and it is an Exchange or a 365 account, you're probably going to appreciate Outlook.
Yeah.
And I would shell out the extra money for that.
Yeah, so get the business.
But only in that case. Right.
Okay. Now, okay, that answers my question. Thank you very much.
All right, you got it, Joe.
Okay.
Bye. Yes, not Office 19, 16, all those older versions are quote unquote.
19 and older are now end of life.
End of life. Microsoft.
21 and forward are still supported.
Yes. We can't, as geeks, remember how all these systems even work to be able to help you. And for Microsoft, even though as far as I'm concerned, they keep retreading the same software, for them to keep patching the 16 and the 19 along with the 21 and the 22 and the 24, I'm sorry, 24, it can be cumbersome, even though it's all retreaded from what I can tell.
Yeah, it is a lot for them to have to do.
Yeah. Wah. So, you know, and again, it's the bane of our existence in IT, right? So we try to spend most of our life keeping your system stable and up and running. Uptime is key and important to our customers and to us as far as IT people. But then Microsoft says, well, by the way, you got to replace all your machines and you got to run new software.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing more destabilizing than having to do that. And then change your Office suite. Oh, now your old 2016, the way that used to look, looks completely different in 2024.
Right.
Or 365, again, destabilizing, causes more issues for your people. And Microsoft, it really isn't in the business of making sure it looks and feels the same or gives you the least disruption. They're just like, here, this is the new feature. Here's what you're going to do.
Yeah, it's whatever they want you to do.
Right.
And it's really, a lot of it is very arbitrary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just weird decision making that takes place in Redmond, but that's what they do.
Yes. Well, at least now you've seen companies that are a little tired of it, and they're actually calling them out specifically. and again, we're talking about, too, maybe we can get a warranty finally on software, which is something that really needs to happen, that has a real value in it, consequences when your software. What is Alaska Airlines' fallback to get anything from Microsoft Azure? They're going to give them a credit probably to their downtime of not being available, right. But to thousands of people trying to fly, that doesn't matter.
Right. All of those people who are inconvenienced are going to get nothing.
Right.
Not from Alaska Airlines and not from Microsoft.
And we can just – so it's the year 2025. We're looking to improve things technologically. The cloud was supposed to promise that. I'm just asking. I'm just a geek. I'm just, you know, I know I've gotten so much hate mail for being so down on the cloud. It's not that. It's this. If the cloud is so good, why are we having entire airlines having outages? Whereas before the cloud, you'd have these big mainframes and these old systems that were local and on-prem, and they work. Now, there is some pretty cool technology that with having the cloud connectivity, you might know where your bags are, or if they're lost, you can go look on your phone to see if your bags are getting from point A to point B. And that's nice, I guess, but you'll find that out too when you land.
True.
Do I need to know? Do I need to know my bags have made the plane? I don't know. I guess they think you do. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. We're looking forward to our conversation with Peter Kelly Detweiler. He is an energy expert. We've had him on before talking about how electricity works, because here in Connecticut, we don't know. Just to look at your electric bill if you're curious. But more importantly, we want to talk to Peter about all these alternative energies that are going to be coming along thanks to data centers and the AI quote-unquote boom, where these AI data centers need the energy, and you and I don't want to pay for it for them. I can tell you that. So right. We'll see what happens and what Peter's take is on these SMRs and all these natural gas generation that's going to be happening. I mean, Pratt & Whitney's going to have find a whole new life for all those old jet engines. We're going to step out for a quick break. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.